Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Devine's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jack's a new friend, and Jack spent 32 years as a veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, serving as at the pinnacle of his career. He's at the CIA. He was a top spy master. Especially head of CIA operations and heavily involved in the Middle East. Many of you saw the movie Charlie. Charlie.
Charlie Wilson.
I couldn't get the last one. I've seen the movie several times. Charlie Wilson's War, folks, in Afghanistan. Well, Jack Devine helped him execute that plan. He's the founding partner and president of the Arkin Group and the author of a brand new book called Good Hunting, an American Spymaster Story. Jack Devine, welcome to the show.
It's good to be on, Jay.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Thank you for your service to our country. The folks like you are the quiet warriors that most people don't even know, you know, existed. But yet you served and served our country well and protected us and on many levels, probably more stories than you can tell us. And so for that, Jack, we thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. There are many, many people in CIA that you never hear about what they've done. In my case, I got to run the entire worldwide operations. When you get to that level, you have to come out in the public because you're meeting
right.
all the foreign.
Right.
So, yeah, part of my story is out there, but you know, when you walk into CIA, there's a wall full of stars of people that actually have given their life in,
right.
in our country. And
right.
How
has the intelligence business changed over the last 40 years?
I think the major change is what I would call the technological change that sort of alters the way we do business. When I first joined the CIA, I mean, I was tweeting before... long before my grandkids learned how to tweet, and that was we only had enough bandwidth to send cables that had only a couple hundred words in them. So
right.
you use tweet like languages, you know,
right.
war tomorrow instead of there will be a war tomorrow. You know,
mm-hmm.
so you didn't have that ability to communicate. You know, you didn't have television and on the spot commentary. You didn't have the internet, so you know it was a much different pace.
Did the technology that we now have did it help you gain more control? Or did it help you lose a little control?
Well, I think that's a great question because there's no doubt about it. You know, you and I were talking on the side about writing a book, and you know, because of the internet, you know, you'd have to go to the library and spend the day finding
yeah.
up some piece of information today. You minimize the screen, and you go
mm-hmm.
into the internet, and you have all you need to know, and you write it. So the analysts have all this information. The problem is
so the bad
you're
guys.
Inundated with it.
But so the bad guys, though.
Right, and the bad guys are using it. Political action. I mean, you know, when I was trying to change an environment somewhere around the world, you know, we'd have to make posters and hang them up. I mean, I could have controlled the world if I was the only one that had social networking capabilities. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it has great positives, but it has negatives. If you take the social networking instability, say in the post-Arab Spring, one of the core problems is you can destroy things, but we haven't figured a way to take social networking and build things. In other words,
right.
how do you create the follow-on government?
That's the question I was going to ask you. Has the United States found a way to be a little more proactive with regard to using social media to our security advantage, or are we wind up being just a pawns on that greater chessboard?
Now, I think the people in the intelligence world spend a lot of time and money in trying to get in front of the game. The GPS, for example, the first time mm-hmm. I know of its use was in Afghanistan, and when we were attacking the Bagram base, it was mm-hmm. using GPS. If I'd only had enough foresight, I would have made a fortune investing in it. But today, the CIA, what's very interesting, no one wants to get into the line charts of how it's organized, but it basically had four directorates, mm-hmm. operations, spying, analysis, admin. And then in 1962, they created the Science and Technology Director. That's when the Sputnik went up. Mm-hmm. Just recently, in the last 6 months, the CIA has created, after 40 years, its fifth directorate. And it's a cyber directorate.
Uh-huh.
So it's
It's a little late, isn't it?
Well, they've been... Listen, this is a foot race. Everybody's in it. One of the things my law enforcement friends tell me is that they're having a terrible time keeping up, as you were referring a minute ago, to the bad guys, the criminals. I mean, you know, when you used to be, you know, Willie Sutton said you're going to attack, rob banks because money's in the, the banks. Well, today, the bad people, the bad guys, instead of robbing banks, are now using cyber capabilities.
Without ever leaving home.
Yeah, without leaving home, but it raises great obstacles for law enforcement. But they are working hard. I mean, if I had a bet on who has the better capability, our government has stronger capabilities than... But if you're a private sector company sitting out there, you're very vulnerable because you don't have the defenses that the U.S. government doesn't.
Yeah.
Even if you look at the U.S. government, they hacked into the Office of Personnel Management.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. You know,
Jack,
so,
let me ask you: you've been the perfect person to ask this question. Do you think we learned anything from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, in the book, I make it pretty clear that I was opposed to going into Iraq. I really thought Afghanistan was the place to go, and we should have kept going after Bin Laden. And I think we got distracted in nation building, and I think it's a huge mistake. My experience in this, what I call covert action, when we go in using CIA below the radar before I put our very precious military, which is the best beyond a question of doubt in the world.
Right.
But what you have to have on the ground are conditions. In other words, you can't be a politician in Washington with some political whim. Mm-hmm. You have to have the conditions on the ground, and that means the people there have something in common with us that they want to fight for.
Right.
And the problem
in Iraq,
when the first shot was fired, I'm exaggerating, they took off and left the weapons on the battlefield. In other words, we spent a lot of money
trying to
four-speed nation building. So I don't think we're going to end up with, tragically, we're not going to end up with very much for this tremendous sacrifice
and
young people put into it.
That's very upsetting to me to hear you say that, but I think I'm afraid you're right. Jack Devine, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, the book is called Good Hunting, an American Spy Master Story. It's thrilling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.